the radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. To raise or not raise the debt ceiling. As a senator in 2006, Obama voted against raising it. But now, Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president views his vote as a mistake. And now the Obama administration is asking Congress to raise it by next month.
If the United States does not raise the debt ceiling, that is its statutory limit on borrowing, it would default on its obligations starting in late May or early June.
Fox News political analyst Jeff Birnbaum speaking with Tony at WHAS. Worst case scenario, if the ceiling isn't raised, what could happen?
There would be a financial crisis that would tank the stock markets. Interest rates would rise everywhere in the world. There'd be a renewed kind of inflation, a kind of financial warfare, an attack on all of us would be created if the U.S. actually defaulted.
We may end up seeing another standoff on Capitol Hill, with Republicans warning that they will not vote to raise the debt ceiling unless they see genuine efforts to reduce the deficit. Buzzing on, a federal appeals court in Arizona refusing to lift a stay blocking major parts of a hotly contested state immigration law. The law would require law enforcement to check immigration status when enforcing other laws.
Arizona's law just basically, almost verbatim, just restated the federal law. If you're in the United States and you're not a citizen, you are required by law since 1945 to carry your documents, and basically that's what Arizona's law says. And if you don't have your documents with you, then you're in violation of federal law and Arizona law.
That was Stephen Camerota, Director of Research for the Center for Immigration Studies, speaking with Sergio at KURV in McAllen, Texas.
And we're expecting this fight to go all the way to the Supreme Court. As you as well, right, Steve-O?
It does seem likely that Arizona will appeal it to the Supreme Court eventually. At least that's what politically they've said so far.
Arizona's Governor Jan Brewer, in implementing the law, said that the federal government hasn't effectively enforced the immigration law and that the state law would assist federal authorities. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.